by 2020, the European Union's pledged something like 20% of its energy wants to come from renewables sources. So that's wind, geothermal, tides and everything. The problem with all of this stuff is that it's intermittent, so it's very weather dependent. So if the wind isn't blowing, it's not producing any electricity. So the idea of the supergrid is to connect all these projects up across the North Sea and in the north of the Atlantic as well, so that if the wind isn't blowing in one place, it's probably blowing somewhere else. And the idea is that you balance the energy out across the continent. It would work by high-voltage direct current cables undersea between different countries, linking together the national grids of all these countries and linking together all of the sort of huge wind farm projects that are being planned in the North Sea right now.
This is an EU-based project, but it involves Norway. What would their role be?
Well, the project, as it stands now, is being done by 9 governments across Europe. So it's Germany, France, Belgium, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, Denmark, Sweden, Ireland, and the UK. And what they're just sitting down to do is work out how this might function in the next 10 years or so, you know, where they'd build what. Norway is involved in terms of, if we do build this grid in the North Sea, then it would be natural for Norway to just have a connection to it, because it has huge amounts of hydroelectric power, 30 gigawatts of hydroelectric power, which could be used as a sort of huge battery for Europe. So if a lot of renewable energy is available at one point across Europe, but the demand for electricity is low, it could just be fed right up to Norway and stored in the hydroelectric dams. So when there's peak power necessary and the wind isn't blowing, it can just be shoved straight backwards. So it's a very useful prospect for Norway and for the rest of Europe to balance these loads again.
So it sounds like a phenomenal idea on one level, but it also sounds like it could be a political nightmare. I mean, who or what would govern who contributes what and how much each country is allowed to take out, for example?
Well, it would work in the same way that any transnational grid works. And there aren't huge numbers of them at the moment, although there are cables between different countries. And at the moment, if Britain wants to share power with France, it does it bilaterally. The European Union, actually, is looking at a Europe-wide grid, because it knows that if you want to efficiently use energy and electricity, you have to have these sorts of things. So it's been looking at something already. And so it will produce a plan by the end of 2010. The group that we're talking about today, they will also produce a report by the end of the year. And the idea is hopefully that between those two institutions, you'll get a rationalized plan. And most probably what will happen is that the European Commission or the European Union will decide what to do and regulate it. And then it'll be up to individual companies to build the lines and run them like the national grids of all the countries. There'll probably be government support to make sure that they're being regulated properly. But beyond that, it's just a market mechanism. Whoever needs electricity will pay for it. And wherever it's being produced, they'll just sell it to whoever can pay most for it.
And when might this become a reality? Are we looking years ahead, really?
Yeah, several years. I mean, by the end of 2010, hopefully there'll be a plan of some sort. People have been talking about this for decades already, environmentalists. They know what the scale of the task is. We're talking something like, by about 2030, the European Wind Energy Association reckons a huge number of new lines are needed anyway in Europe. So there is a huge amount of investment that's already going in. The International Energy Agency reckons that by 2030, you need to spend about 187 billion euro on electricity transmission grids across Europe. So it's not actually that big a task, because the North Sea grid is just maybe 16 or 20 cables, and there's going to be hundreds built in Europe over the next couple of decades. So maybe by 2030 you could see this going at full pelt, but even by the end of 2020 there could be something quite significant in place.